Denmark Green Bay.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. Looks like a meeting between President Trump and Russian President Vladimir Putin will be happening. ABC News Chief Global Affairs Correspondent Martha Raddatz.
There is optimistic talk from the White House and the Kremlin this morning about a face-to-face meeting between Putin and President Trump, but no date or location has been announced. And there seems to be a catch. The Kremlin this morning saying they have agreed to a meeting with President Trump, but Putin has not agreed to a meeting with Ukraine's President Zelensky.
President Trump's tariffs kicked in at midnight on dozens of U.S. trading partners. The president also planning to slap a 100% tariff on computer chips, except for companies that start making them in the U.S. Apple would be exempt, as CEO Tim Cook promises to boost U.S. investments by $100 billion. Three of the five soldiers shot and wounded at Fort Stewart in Georgia yesterday are out of the hospital. The alleged gunman, a sergeant on the base, is in custody. This is ABC News. A new study finds most young adults putting off major life achievements. ABC's Alex Stone explains what those achievements are and why.
In 1975, almost half of 25 to 34-year-olds had experienced what are considered the four milestones of adulthood: moving out of their parents' home, getting a job, getting married, and having children. But a new U.S. Census Bureau working paper finds nearly 50 years later, less than a quarter of U.S. adults have achieved those same milestones. And researchers theorize it's a result of young adults today prioritizing economic security over starting a family, partially due to the cost of housing and other life needs. Alex Stone, ABC News.
More cases of Legionnaires' disease. Three people have died in an outbreak in New York City and two at a Michigan retirement home. That type of bacteria breeding in stagnant warm water and can be spread through humidifiers and condensers from large air conditioning systems. I'm Sherry Preston, ABC News.
From the 97.9 WGBW newsroom, I'm Shali Pittman, filling in for Lisa Hale with this local news update. Be safe playing in the water this summer. Melissa Kay has more.
With an estimated 4,000 fatal drownings each year in the U.S., it's important to understand that drowning doesn't look like you think it does.
It doesn't look like what we see on television or in the movies or even on the cartoons. It's really a silent action.
That's Michael Fraley, trauma registrar at Aspirus Health and team leader of the Oneida County Public Safety Dive Team. He says a drowning person likely won't be able to yell or wave for help.
They can't breathe, so they can't make noise. So they're not going to be screaming like we think that they are.
Fraley explains that a person who is drowning is usually in an upright position, but not able to keep their head high enough to keep their mouth above the water.
The most that you probably noticed was that the person's just not connected to anything. You know, they may be looking in the wrong direction. They don't seem like they're focused on anything. Maybe their eyes are closed. Maybe their head is tilted back, trying to gasp for air, but they're not able to interact or even really kind of understand what's going on.
It's important to act quickly when someone is in distress. Fraley says you only have about 20 to 60 seconds before they slip underneath the water, but it's also important to not put yourself at risk.
You don't want to get, you know, too close to the person so that they grab onto you and pull you down. You want to try and get behind them. First and foremost, you want to go out there with some sort of a device that they can grab onto instead of grabbing onto you.
Acting quickly can help prevent a tragedy, but the rescuer shouldn't put themselves at risk. Knowing where rescue aids are located can help save valuable time in a drowning emergency. And knowing what to look for and how quickly drowning can happen can help save lives.
News at the top and bottom of the hour all day and on demand anytime at WGBW.fm. I'm Shali Pittman for 97.9 WGBW News.
The Pack prepares for the Jets. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports from training camp in Green Bay, where the Packers host the New York Jets this Saturday night. Are the players looking forward to playing in their first preseason game? Wide receiver Jaden Reed.
Yeah, it's always excitement, especially going back out in Lambeau, man, like going out to see the fans and, you know, just that environment. It's a different feel. You get chills, and I'm excited, you know, for whatever that may be, you know, going out there. I'm excited for it.
Baseball, the Brewers have the night off before opening a weekend series against the Mets. The crew beat the Braves 5-4 to to complete a three-game sweep in Atlanta. Pat Murphy praised Jose Quintana and the pitching staff after the victory.
Bullpen was special tonight. Q, six-inning start. You look at that lineup. Eli White is as hot as anybody. He's got four homers in the last five games or something. Albies, Olsen, Ozuna, Murphy, Profar, Harris. Those guys are all have been an all-star or whatever. That's a good lineup.
That's Brewers manager Pat Murphy with Sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
Warm and muggy today. High temperatures reaching the upper 80s and feeling more like near 90 degrees. With mixed skies, chances for scattered showers and thunderstorms this afternoon become more likely tonight. Some of those could linger through early tomorrow morning. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. It's 80 degrees at our studios.
Local news and timeless hits on WGBW and the Farmers Market, of course, on Broadway was last night. Now, there's another one coming up on Saturday on Washington Street. That's exactly where our studios are located, a little bit further up the block on Washington.
Whoa. Oh, mercy, mercy me. All things ain't what they used to be. Now, where did all the blue skies go? Poison is the wind that blows from the north and south and east. Whoa, mercy, mercy me. All things and what they used to be lost. Oil wasted on the oceans and upon our seas. Fish full of mercury. Underground and in the sky, animals and birds who live nearby by the night. Oh, mercy, mercy, mercy.
all things and what they used to be. What about this overcrowded land? How much more we use from sand? Can't you stand?
News and timeless hits. 97.9 WGBW. No subscription necessary.
Local news and timeless hits. 97.9 garden party to reminisce with my old friends. A chance to share old memories and play our songs again. When I got to the garden party, they all knew my name. No one recognized me. I didn't look the same, but it's all right now. I learned my lesson well. You see, you can't please everyone, so you got to please yourself. People came from miles around, everyone was there. Yoko brought a walrus, there was magic in the air. And over in the corner, much to my surprise, Mr. Hughes hidden Dylan's shoes, wearing his disguise. But it's all right now, I learned my lesson well. You see, you can't please everyone, so you got to please yourself. Played them all the old songs, thought that's why they came. No one heard the music, we didn't look the same. I said hello to Mary Lou, she belongs to me. Sang a song about a honky-tonk, it was time to leave. But it's all right now, I learned my lesson well. You see, you can't please everyone, so you got to please yourself. Door and out stepped Johnny B. Goode, playing guitar like a ringing a bell and looking like he should. If you gotta play at garden parties, I wish you a lot of luck. But if memories were all I sang, I'd rather drive a truck. But it's all right now, I learned my lesson well. You can't please everyone, so you got to please yourself. La-da-da.
Garden Party on Local News and Timeless Hits. It's WGBW. I'm Laura McKenna. Love to garden, but I have a question for all you gardeners out there. I'm growing cucumbers, which I mean, I do every year, but usually I just get the market more, whatever a regular cucumber is. This year I decided to be fancy in the garden and I have English cucumbers growing. The long, slender ones, perfect because not real seedy and you can cut them, eat the skin. It's usually really, really great. Except mine are growing all kinds of deformed ways. They look like horseshoes. They're not long and slender like I find in the store. So what is the secret to the store grown as opposed to my wild, crazy shaped cucumbers in the garden? I don't know. They taste great. I mean, I'm eating them, but they don't look
good. This summer, we're celebrating Northeast Wisconsin's independent bookstores, like Lion's Mouth Bookstore and Cafe, a book lover favorite in downtown Green Bay. At Lion's Mouth, you'll find a curated mix of new and used books for readers of all ages, from bestsellers and new releases to rare editions and collectibles. Stop by the store to grab a drink, browse the shelves, attend a free event, or join a welcoming community book club. Can't make it in? Visit lionsmouthbookstore.com to place an order online and get free delivery throughout Brown County.
Experience Northern Wisconsin this season and book your vacation at Lena's Northern Pines Resort on beautiful Butternut Lake in Butternut, Wisconsin. This quaint resort has it all. A full-service resort and restaurant, open year-round for all your seasons, from ATVing to snowmobiling, grouse hunting, deer hunting, and even ice fishing. Or just come to relax with the whole family. And there's also an event space for that perfect occasion that you might be celebrating. Butternut Lake is a 1,000-plus acre Class A musky lake, along with walleye, crappie, perch, and panfish that the kids love to catch. It's perfect for escaping the hustle and bustle of the city. Check your next adventure out today. Go to northernpines.net, www.northernpines.net.
WGBW plays the music other stations gave up on. The Beatles.
I want to hold your hand.
The Temptations. Tommy James.
Crimson and clover.
The Supremes.
Mama said you can't hear enough. Oh, you just have to wait.
Everybody from Rock and Roll Hall of Famers to the one-hit wonders. You'll hear it all on the station with local news and timeless hits. 97.9 WGBW.
WGBW.
Mr. Postman, and if there are some postal carriers out there that could explain the phenomenon to me, because I've watched my husband's dog lose his mind when the small post office vehicle pulls up to the mailbox, or just when the postal carriers are walking around. He doesn't do that with any other vehicle. A strange vehicle could pull in the driveway. Nothing. It could be UPS trucks. Nothing. But that white little toot around vehicle that the post carrier drives, he goes crazy. Like, he's gonna do something. He's a big baby. He's not. But it's just, it's a weird phenomenon. Like, he knows that's the postman and he needs to lose his mind.
I can tell you've been hurt by that look on your face, girl. Some guy brought sand to your happy world. You mean love, but you're afraid that if you give in, someone else will come along and suck it to again. One bad apple don't spoil a whole bunch, girl.
Church where a wedding has been. Lives in a dream, waits at the window, wearing the face that she keeps in a jar by the door. Who is it for? All the lonely people. Where do they all come from? All the lonely people. Where do they all belong? Father Mackenzie, writing the words of a sermon that no one will hear. No one comes near, look at him working, darning his socks in the night when there's nobody there. What does he care? All the lonely people, where do they all come from?
Hits. It's WGBW. I'm Laura McKenna. We are always going to bring you the timeless hits that you know and love so you can sing along and also keep you updated on all that local news. And no matter when you tune in to 97.9 FM on the radio or on the Civic Media app, you are less than a half hour away from one of those local news updates. And let's see, can we... I'm getting the thumbs up from the studio. I see him in the window, so we're ready to go. Another local news update right now from WGBW in the newsroom.
From the 97.9 WGBW newsroom, I'm Shali Pittman, filling in for Lisa Hale with this local news update. As Canadian wildfires burn, a Wisconsin lawmaker is joining the call for Canada to adopt better wildfire practices. State Representative Calvin Callahan, a Republican from Tomahawk, has signed on to a complaint submitted to EPA Administrator Lee Zeldin and the International Joint Commission. That commission mediates boundary water disputes between the U.S. and Canada. Canada's Natural Resources Department says wildfires are a global problem, worsened by climate change. They say a warmer climate with weaker winters and stronger and longer summers means more wildfire risk. Wisconsin's wildfire season is getting longer, too. DNR wildfire prevention specialist Catherine Cooley spoke to Civic Media's Parker Olson.
In the last 2 years, we've definitely seen some earlier fire seasons.
Northwoods Congressman Tom Tiffany has called on the Trump administration to include wildfire management in tariff talks with Canada. Senator Tammy Baldwin pushed back on that idea yesterday. She pointed to other available channels, like the State Department.
Meanwhile, BayCare Aurora is the largest taxpayer in Green Bay. That's according to the Green Bay Press Gazette, which looked at the city's financial audit for 2024. The audit says the property tax base is relatively broad. The top 25 taxpayers make up just 9% of the total property valuation. Property taxes also grew last year by 7% outside tax increment districts and by 8% including them. Last year, Green Bay also got a $3.3 million bump in shared revenue from the state. News at the top and bottom of the hour all day and on demand anytime at WGBW.fm. I'm Shelley Pittman for 97.9 WGBW News.
Warm and muggy today. High temperatures reaching the upper 80s and feeling more like near 90 degrees. With mixed skies, chances for scattered showers and thunderstorms this afternoon become more likely tonight. Some of those could linger through early tomorrow morning. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Right now, 81 degrees.
Giving you all the local news and timeless hits, it's WGBW with Three Dog Night. I'm Laura McKenna. If you've listened to any of my shows over the course of the last couple of decades, I'm more of a cat person, not that I don't love all animals, because I do. But I get myself into trouble when I go on the Wisconsin Humane Society Green Bay campus website and see those kitties. In fact, I have two picked out. If you're looking for one, let me guide you in their direction. Coming up in 10 minutes.
My world is empty. Find it hard.
Yeah.
Here on 97.9 FM. It is so nice to be with you. My name is Laura McKenna, and I would love to be your matchmaker today because they say we all have a type. And I do. I know I do. Mine are big and fluffy, or actually long-haired, I guess I should say. And I'm talking about cats because I like them big and snuggly and getting cat hair all over me. That is how you know that you are loved. And my husband brought in a dog and a cat to the marriage. We got married 2 years ago, and then a stray cat wandered into the yard, and so I had to keep it. And my husband's a softie, so he was all about it. So now we have two cats and a dog. I feel like we're at our cat max, so I don't know why I torture myself like this, but I always like to go on the Wisconsin Humane Society Green Bay campus website and just kind of peruse the adoptable cats, just hoping and wishing and dreaming. And I'm drawn to the long, fluffy ones, and there's two of them on there right now. If you're looking for a pet, may I suggest some Laura McKenna picks for you. There's an all-black one, kind of a medium hair, but kind of more on the long side. Bartholomew. Oh, that name, so cute. You can actually visit. He's at the PetSmart on the west side of Green Bay. And then at the main campus of the Green Bay campus of the Humane Society, Lucille is a calico, a little on the older side, so maybe not the first one that people choose. I just want to snuggle him. If you adopt either Bartholomew or Lucille, you have to let me know. You have to let me stop over and snuggle them as well and give them kisses.
Hey, it's Amanda, and we all know that Northeast Wisconsin has some of the best events around, but trying to find them all can be tricky. So here at WGBW, we decided to do the work for you. Prevent boredom on any night by going to WGBW.fm and click events in the top right corner. You'll never have to spend forever scrolling to find out what's going on in your area. And if you got an event to share, hit us up by emailing info@wgbw.fm. We can work together to have real news and great conversation while giving you the 411 on what's happening in New Wisco.
Why are interscholastic sports called the last classroom of the day? Because they teach students important life lessons like teamwork, accountability, and perseverance. School sports are so much more than a game. They're about developing the whole person. That's why they're an essential part of every student's education.
Encourage your student to participate in the last classroom of the day. Interscholastic Sports in Wisconsin. This message presented by the WIAA and the Wisconsin Athletic Directors Association.
Bye.
Laura McKenna, and we bring you, of course, all the songs that you can sing along to and the local news. And we're going to give you the full shebang. We're talking national news, local news, also some sports news. Oh, yeah, we got it all. Less than 10 minutes.
Notice to the world that Green Bay knows the good stuff. 97.9 WGBW.
is a light, a certain kind of light that never shone on me. I want my life to be a little. To do each and every little thing, but what does it bring if I ain't got you? Ain't got hey, baby.
You don't know what it's like,
baby. You don't know what it's like
to love somebody, to love somebody the way I love you.
In my parade, I see your face again. I'm a man. Can't you see what I am? I live and I breathe for you. But what good does it do if I ain't got you? Ain't got you. Baby,
you don't know what it's like.
Baby, you don't know what it's like
to love somebody, to love somebody the way I love you. To love somebody the way I love you.
No, 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 no.
You don't know what it's like. You don't know what it's like.
Baby, do you understand me now? Sometimes I feel a little mad, but don't you know that no one alive can always be an angel? When things go wrong, I seem to be bad.
I'm just a soul whose intentions are good.
Oh Lord, please don't let me be misunderstood. Sometimes it seems that all I have to do is worry, and then you're bound to see my other side.
I'm just a soul whose intentions are good.
Oh Lord, please don't let me be misunderstood. If I seem edgy, I want you to know that I never mean to take it out on you. Life has its problems, and I get my share. That's one thing I never mean to do, 'cause I love you. Oh, 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 baby, don't you know I'm human? I have thoughts like any other one. Sometimes I find myself long regretting some foolish thing, some little sinful thing I've done.
I'm just a soul whose intentions are good.
Oh Lord, please don't let me be misunderstood. Understood.
Yes, I'm just a soul whose intentions are good.
Oh Lord, please don't let me be misunderstood.
Yes, I'm just a
miss my old friend. I've come to talk with you again, because a vision softly creeping left its seeds while I was sleeping. And the vision that was planted in my brain still remains within the sound of silence. In restless dreams I walked along narrow streets of cobblestone, 'neath the halo of a street lamp. I turned my collar to the cold and damp, when my eyes were stared by the flash of a neon light that split the night and touched the sound of silence. And in the naked light I saw 10,000 people, maybe more. People talking without speaking, people hearing without listening, people writing songs that voices never share. No one dared disturb the sound of silence. Fool said I, you do not know. Silence like a cancer grows. Hear my words that I might teach you. Take my arms that I might reach you. But my words like silent raindrops fell and echoed